This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The NASDAQ glitch that stalled the Facebook IPO on Friday, that half-hour delay, is just the latest indicator that the markets, for all that we rely on them, are electronically temperamental. Millions can be made and lost in the milliseconds that it takes to execute a trade. That idea, actually, is the idea behind something known as high-frequency trading, using computers to place thousands of really short-term bets in the hopes of profiting from small changes in price. The practice was implicated in the flash crash of a couple of years ago, if you remember. Regulators don't like it very much at all. Commentator Dave Lauer saw firsthand how high-frequency trading can unsettle markets and his conscience.
Like many people in this country, I grew up in a world that equated success with money. I read Ayn Rand and subscribed to her idea that your worth to society is perfectly measured by the amount of money you earn. I followed the path of least resistance, and with degrees in computer science and finance, I wound up in high-frequency trading in 2009. I thought I was happy. While the economy was falling apart, I was getting rich, and so was everyone around me. Then last spring, the test came back positive. My wife was pregnant. Suddenly, I found myself thinking how I would explain my job to my future daughter. What exactly did I do to make so much money? What was I doing to add value to the world? After 2 years in high-frequency trading, I could see how little value it actually created. And I saw firsthand it was nowhere near enough to offset the damage it wrought, where computers create whipsaw volatility and fortunes are made and lost in milliseconds. I knew in my heart that I was nothing more than a leech, regardless of how impressive my trading algorithms were. The brain drain that sucked so many smart and talented people away from noble pursuits and into financial services to earn their fortunes made me question the very foundation of my economic assumptions. I decided to leave the industry and find a new path. My passion for startups had been with me my whole life. I found myself craving the challenge of creating something new and the rush of excitement when something you've built resonates with other people. I knew it would be difficult to quit my job in a terrible economic environment, start a new company, and have my first child. But in my heart, I knew it was what I wanted. When my daughter was old enough, I wanted to be proud to tell her what I've done, and even prouder to tell her that no matter what, she must follow her passion in life, like her father did.
Dave Lauer is a founding partner of the storytelling website Cowbird. Tell us what you think at our website. It's marketplace.org.